Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, at any moment, somewhere around the world, the next shoe is going to drop and all hell's going to break loose. Are you ready? What if there are sudden food shortages that last for weeks or months? Do you have enough food on hand to feed your family when grocery store shelves are completely empty? If not, you need to prepare with preparewithx22.com. You'll find a special offer from My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest preparedness company with millions of families already protected. They're slashing $100 off their four-week emergency food kit, which is the minimum each member of your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for 4 weeks per person. These four-week food kits are in stock and ready to go. You're not only going to save $100, but your order ships fast and free and arrives in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress from the new year. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, your hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. My skin has once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity by taking multi-collagen. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their new year sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com, and get ready to look your best this new year. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that gold is the best investment class for 2022. According to longtermtrends.net, gold has actually outperformed the S&P 500, Dow, and Bitcoin for 2022. So what are you waiting for? Open a gold IRA or a silver RRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified RRA of $50,000. Can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of five-star reviews. To get started, go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if your New Year resolutions revolve around weight loss, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting your New Year's resolution is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extra carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the new year sales ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That's ketowithx22.com, or simply click the link in the description box down below and get ready to look your best this new year. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2966, and today's date is January 6, 2023, and the title of the episode is "The Monster of Corruption Will Be Exposed to the Public. Good Things Sometimes Take Time." Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, as they push their Green New Deal, letting us know that oil is a thing of the past, coal is a thing of the past, and we need to switch to solar and wind power because of the climate change. That's the big problem. Now, really look at this. Look what's happening. We can see that there are certain countries out there, Germany, one of them, where they're having problems supplying power to the people. Did they go ahead and set up wind farms? No, they actually took a wind farm down and they put up a coal plant because they realized that they weren't generating electricity. And we can see out in Afghanistan, the Taliban, they are now making a deal with China. They signed a deal with China to actually allow them to extract oil from their country. So the CPEIC's project, they're going to extract oil from the 4,500 square foot kilometer region covered by the contract, and it will create 3,000 jobs for Afghans. And the Taliban regime is set to receive 20% of the revenue from the project at the outset, scaling up to 75% at an unspecified point in the future. Now, really think about what the World Economic Forum, the private West Central Bank, the deep state players are doing. They're pushing us into the Green New Deal, telling us that, you know, fossil fuels are the thing of the past. And we have China and Afghanistan now making a deal, and Afghanistan is going to be selling oil to China. Does this mean the Green New Deal is off right now? Because why aren't they making a deal to set up solar panels? Why aren't they making a deal to set up wind farms? Why are they going for oil? Really think about that for a second. That tells you everyone is not on board with this Green New Deal. It's a select minority that is pushing this, and not every single country is on board. And when we look at the global economy, we can see the global economy is starting to break down. And yes, it happens out in Europe. They're feeling the pressures with energy. They're feeling the pressures with inflation. They're feeling the pressure with high fuel costs. They're feeling a lot of pressure. And out in the UK, the Brits are cutting back on non-essential spending. So they're feeling inflation. They're feeling rising food and energy and rent and mortgage costs. It's hitting the households. They don't have that much disposable income anymore. And UK consumers right now, they're reducing their non-essential spending this year amid concerns about the burgeoning cost of living. And this is a crisis for many, many people. Almost two-thirds of the 3,000 consumers polled said they are preparing to reduce spending on eating out holidays and other non-essentials due to the highest inflation in 40 years. Families are most concerned about the prices of basic items such as food, energy, fuel, mortgage, or rent costs. A third of consumers plan to buy fewer items and resort more to own brand and value products in 2023. The most common areas for saving on discretionary spending were listed as eating out 46%, followed by clothing 42%, and takeaways 42%. And we're not just going to see this out in the UK. We're going to see this in many, many different countries because many of these countries are going to feel the pressure. And as the economy starts to shift, and we're starting to see it shift, the people in all these countries are going to feel the pain. The same thing is happening here in the United States. Now, of course, the fake news is out there. They're trying to cover it up. We know the Fed does this. We know the Biden administration does this. But people, as they experience everyday life, they realize what's really going on here. And when you look at the economy and you look at the job situation, right now, Biden's economy, it has lost 288,000 full-time jobs over the past 10 months. This is the Obama's hard economy all over again. Now, remember, they're doing a continuation of where they left off. Remember, Trump stepped in. They never expected her to lose. He stepped in and he put their plan on hold. He showed the country, look what we can do. Unemployment can go very low. People can have full-time jobs. We can bring industry back. We can renegotiate trade deals. We can make the country energy independent. We can place tariffs on China. We can take that money, give it to the farmers. We can do all of these things. And the people will notice and they'll understand that, wow, we can do all of this, because the other presidents, they said this is completely impossible. Since the resident was put into place, what are people seeing? They're seeing everything being reversed right now. And you're seeing a return to Obama's economy. Remember, Obama continually told us that this is the new normal. Said we can't bring back industry. We can't do anything. This is the new normal. And now we're seeing full-time job losses. Now, part-time is increasing. But what happens when you have a third world country? You get rid of all the manufacturing. You get rid of all these things, and all you have is part-time jobs. That's what they're doing here. But what's very interesting about all of this is that all of these jobs that are being lost, I'm talking about the full-time jobs, this is going to continue. Remember, what we saw right after COVID, we saw all the jobs return. They weren't created. The people were just returning to those jobs once again. And actually, a lot of the jobs people couldn't go back to, and we lost millions and millions of jobs. But what happened when you look at the unemployment record, when COVID hit and people were out of work, they said, oh, look, unemployment is rising. People don't have work. Well, the economy was shut down artificially. Of course, people don't have work. And when people came back, they said, wow, look at all these people. They're coming back to work and unemployment is going down. Well, that's not a creation of a job. That was a job and the opening was still there and the people were just returning to that opening. But we lost a lot of jobs during this process. So we didn't create, I'm talking about Biden administration, he didn't create all of these jobs. And now what we're seeing is we're seeing a complete shift in the economy. When you look at the Fed leading indicator for unemployment rate, it is now poised to pick up. So the leading indicator is suggesting it is set to increase in the coming months. Now, I think we all realize this. We realize that there are companies now that are laying off. We're seeing companies projecting that, yes, we're going to be laying off in 2023. We know from the polls, the people are looking at 2023 and 2024 saying, okay, it looks doom and gloom right now. It doesn't look that great. And we could see other people outside of the United States, they are now cutting back. And as people cut back, as people aren't spending, and there's inflation and high fuel costs, how does this help the economy? It doesn't. It's just going to get worse and worse as time goes on. And when we look back at this indicator, you can see like an 80, 84, it started to tick up, went into a recession. The same thing in the 90s, the same thing in 2000, the same thing in 2008, 2009. And here we are once again. And we're starting to see the same exact thing happen. Now, what is the Fed going to do? Well, we already know that they're going to raise rates. We already know that they're trying to bring this system down. We already know their entire agenda is to bring us into the central bank digital currency and the Great Reset. This is all part of their plan. And yes, during the midterms, what the Biden administration did to make the illusion look good, they used the strategic petroleum reserves to keep energy inflation down, which affected inflation. It made it look good, but this was only temporary. And as this wears off, the economy is going to tick up. Now, think about Trump's tax cuts. Remember, they're going to expire during this year. Actually, they already did in September. Now people are going to feel the effect of this. And what's going to happen to the economy? Because do you think Biden's going to renew any of this? You think Congress is going to step in and say, hey, you know something? Let's renew this and the Senate's going to pass it and Biden's going to sign off on it? No, I think what's going to happen, they're just going to let it slide and the economy is going to get worse and worse and worse. And it seems that this is a trap for the Biden administration and the puppet masters. You see, once you know their playbook and you know exactly what they're trying to accomplish here, you can set certain things in motion and actually trap them in this entire agenda. Because now all Trump has to do is come out and say, hey, like he did already in True Social, whoa, don't let the Trump tax cuts expire. If you do, the economy is going to come down. Well, in September, I do believe that, but they just let it expire. They're not doing anything with it. So what's going to happen? The economy is going to break down. And Trump will be out there saying, listen, you shouldn't do this. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. And everyone's going to be watching this. Everyone's going to be looking at this. And they're going to see that Trump, once again, is telling the truth. And the Biden administration, all the corrupt individuals, the Fed, they're doing absolutely nothing. And this is what people are going to see from this point on. They're going to see Trump give solutions to the economic problem, just like he's giving solutions to the border. And this is going to continue on. And he's going to win people over because the Biden administration, the Federal Reserve, the puppet masters, they're not going to use any of these suggestions. Think about when he was placing tariffs on China. All the fake news was doing and all the corrupt politicians were doing was saying that all the products, they're going to go up like crazy. You're going to have to pay like $1,500, $1,700 for an iPhone. It's going to be a complete and utter disaster. Was it a complete and utter disaster? They even said this about the Trump tax cuts. This is helping the wealthy. You see, it's not going to help the people whatsoever. Everyone's going to have to pay more taxes. The wealthy people won't. Has that happened? No, because if that was absolutely true, Biden would have gotten rid of the Trump tax cuts. It's still intact and it's running its course. Actually, Trump knew. He knew the playbook. He knew that they weren't going to tackle this. He knew that everything that he set up, he will be able to use against them moving forward. It's a brilliant plan because how do you destroy the system? You focus everyone's attention on what they're doing. And you show the people who's responsible for this. And then you give suggestions of how we can fix the problems. And when they don't use these suggestions and the economy gets worse, the people understand. It wakes a lot of people up, especially when they're losing jobs. And I do believe we're at that point right now. And people are going to see the economy start to shift. We're going to see unemployment rates start to tick up again. We're going to hear more corporations start to lay off, especially when people are contracting around the world. There's already people here in the United States that are contracting. When you contract, it takes everything else with it, especially when you have fuel costs starting to pop up. That means inflation's going to pop up and people are contracting. This is a recipe for disaster. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're leading them down this path. They're leading them to the crisis. Yes, they're creating the crisis because all optics are on them. It's not on Trump. It's all on them. And he can use this, and along with all the other Patriots, he can use this against them in the long run. And I do believe this is exactly what Trump and the Patriots are going to do.
Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, at any moment, somewhere around the world, the next shoe is going to drop and all hell's going to break loose. Are you ready? What if there are sudden food shortages that last for weeks or months? Do you have enough food on hand to feed your family when grocery store shelves are completely empty? If not, you need to prepare with preparewithx22.com. You'll find a special offer from My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest preparedness company with millions of families already protected. They're slashing $100 off their four-week emergency food kit, which is the minimum each member of your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks and snacks for 4 weeks per person. These 4 week food kits are in stock and ready to go. You're not only going to save $100, but your order ships fast and free and arrives in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress from the new year. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, your hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. My skin has once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity by taking multi-collagen. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their new year sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. And get ready to look your best this new year. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, they're having a very difficult time picking the Speaker of the House. And we can see the Patriots, they are standing tall and pushing back. Every time they push back, it's a hit against the establishment. You can see the fake news. They're panicking. You can see they're all panicking. Remember, we're still playing in their system. Yes, we do have leverage in the system, but we're playing in their system. And this is the system that they created. And this is one of the first times that people are actually seeing this process play out. And I do believe in the end, the Patriots are going to win one way or another. Because the deep state, they will have no choice. Now, yes, are they going to try to make concessions? Are they going to try to make deals? I do believe this is what some of the Patriots wanted. They wanted certain guarantees. They wanted certain promises so they can move forward with investigations. And it's very interesting how this is all playing out. Now, once again, Trump was nominated, and Trump is actually signaling, letting General Flynn and Kerry Lake know that, yes, if he does become elected as Speaker of the House, he would take that position. But we need to think about this logically. Why didn't he remove McCarthy's endorsement when he said this? Did he just put it out there? Does he really want this position? Would the optics look good? Or did he just say it to actually mess with the deep state players? I do believe this is all about optics. I do believe Trump, he's in a position of leverage. I mean, really think about it. McCarthy is sitting there and we are going on the 14th vote count now. And Trump, he still has his endorsement with McCarthy, which means each step of the way, they're feeling the pain and the Patriots are getting what they want. Because they already know that there's no one that they can put in this spot at this point. Actually, if you look at the voting right now, you can see that since we're playing in their system, and let's be real about this, they still have the control over this. So what we have to do, we have to chip away at what they're doing. We need to get certain things from them to move forward. And I do believe this is exactly what is happening. Remember, it's all about optics. And I do believe Trump, he knows exactly what's going on. I do believe he has leverage over McCarthy, and there's a reason for all of this. And yes, we know there's a lot of people that are very unhappy with McCarthy. But once again, you need to remember, the Patriots are not in control of the system. This is still the swamp. This is still DC. And yes, the Patriots, We have a foothold in their system right now. Just like when Trump came into the White House, he was able to do a lot of things, especially with the economy, especially with the borders, especially with the Middle East. But he was still playing in their system. And what do I mean by that? Well, look what they did to remove him. They were able to actually release a virus. They were able to cheat in the elections. Yes, he could have come down with the military on them and had a civil war. But remember, this is still the deep state system that they've created. But since we're in this system, we can play within the confines of the system and use it to our benefit. And I do believe this is exactly what is happening right now. Because if you look around, when was the last time you saw anything like this? When was the last time you saw a huge pushback like this? I mean, you have to go back, way back in time, which means the Patriots are pushing back, which means the Patriots have cracked open their system, which means the Patriots are going to get what they want. Because now we need to take this to the next step. And I do believe the next step is the investigations and actually exposing the monster corruption of all of these people. Now, we're going to be getting to a lot of this a little bit later, but let's just talk about Adam Schiff right now, because yesterday we read the Twitter files about Adam Schiff and how he wanted Paul Sperry censored and banned, which actually that did happen. He completely violated the Constitution. And we know that Adam Schiff is the leaker and the propaganda master to push the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax. And that reminds me of post 2643. This is January 5th, 2019. And down below it says, what happens when all insiders know the news is fake? What happens when all insiders know Adam Schiff is the leak of false data? What happens when a member of the House Intel Committee purposely leaks fake and false data to friendly news sources in order to maintain a portray a false narrative to the public? How do you build case against a member of the House Intel Committee if they themselves have access to the intelligence? Well, you need to remove these people, you need to get the documentation, and you need to produce it. And what do you think is going to happen now? Do you think Adam Schiff is going to be on all these committees? Do you think there's going to be other people now looking at certain information? Actually, if you really look at it right now, without a Speaker of the House, these individuals are blind. They have no access to the intelligence. We'll be getting to that in just a sec. But the other thing that's very interesting, just like here we see in the United States, the immigration problem is happening across the world. We're seeing it in France. We're seeing it out in UK. We're seeing it out in Canada. And this is all part of the deep state's plan to actually blend all these countries. If you notice, they're trying to get rid of certain history. They're taking down statues. They're re-educating the children. This is all part of their plan. And if you look at Canada, Canada set a new immigration record for 2022, welcoming more than 430,000 newcomers into the country. Now, again, these are illegals coming into the country, just like the United States. And this is exactly what they want to happen, just like France, just like the UK and many other countries. But if you look here in the United States, you can see that this is all being done on purpose, because Trump showed us, and this was part of the plan, he showed us that look how you can lock down the border. All we need to do is have security, have the Border Patrol do their job, have certain regulations in place, build a wall, and you can stop everyone coming into this country. When Biden came in, he reversed all this, and it was very, very easy to see. Remember, without Trump in office, people wouldn't be seeing this, because remember, this was a continuation of all the other deep state players or presidents and swamp creatures, because each time it got worse and worse. Look when Obama was president. If Hillary Clinton came in, they would have let more and more people in. The news would have never reported on it. People would have just assumed that this is normal. Trump came in, reversed it, showed everyone, look how easy this is. It's really not that big of a deal. It's very easy to lock down the border and make sure that nobody comes in. And if we have a wall, it would be even better. Now people can see this, and it's very, very clear. Just like when the country became energy independent and Biden took us off of that and we're no longer energy independent. Everything that Trump did was on purpose so people could see the difference, especially with the border, with what's happening out in Afghanistan, what's happening right now in Ukraine. People can see it, and it's very, very clear and easy to understand. But it seems that Biden, after 2+ years, he's looking to go down to the border now. Now, that is very interesting. Why all of a sudden does he have to go to the border? Because he's been avoiding the border for a very long time. And even the fake news has been calling him out on this. And he's getting caught up in all this because the people, just like the riots of 2020, the fake news can tell everyone, the politicians can tell everyone that, oh, no, it's a myth. It's not really happening. But when people see this for their with their own eyes, people know that they're lying. And when people see thousands upon thousands of people crossing the borders, they know the borders aren't locked down. They know that there's an invasion happening. The governors of like Texas and other states, they're actually showing the people, look, look what's happening here. So the people, they realize what's happening here. They understand that Kamala, Biden, they're doing nothing about it. They know Mayorkas is lying. And these people can't fool them. But what's very interesting about this is that after 2 years of ignoring and denying there was a problem at the southern border, Biden is now acknowledging that the border is a difficult challenge. So isn't that interesting? Because it's gotten so bad and the people now are pissed off and angry. And the people are saying, what are you going to do about it? He finally has to come out and say, okay, there is something going on at the border. Remember, this entire time they told us it's locked down. They told us there's no big deal here. Everything's fine. So basically they lied this entire time. And they continue to lie over and over and over. Actually, Border Patrol Union put this out on Twitter and said, at a press conference today, Biden had the gall to compare people crashing our border now to people fleeing genocide in Germany. Absolute total insanity. Our border disaster is driven by a refusal to enforce our laws, economic conditions in other countries, and cartel profits. Absolutely. Then he told another lie, that illegal immigrants have the legal right to claim asylum. Well, no, illegal immigrants only have the legal right to claim asylum at a port of entry, not in between ports of entry. And they're trying to convince the American people, well, these people that are crossing the border, you know, just illegally anywhere on the border, they have the right to claim asylum. No, they have to go to the port of entry, but they're not. And what's very interesting is that Trump, he just came out with that video talking about the border, talking about all the solutions, talking about how we're going to stop them like we stop ISIS, how we're going to use the military, how we're going to expose everyone supporting everything that's going on at the border. And now all of a sudden, Biden is concerned about the border. Because remember, every time Trump gives a solution, the people are seeing the truth teller, seeing the person that is who cares about America, who's actually going to shut down the border because he did it before. And now Biden is caught in all of this. Remember, every step of the way, Trump has him trapped. He knew the playbook. He knew that they were going to allow them in. They were doing this out in the UK. They're doing it out in France. They're doing it in Canada. They're doing it in many other countries. So they knew, he knew that they were going to allow these people to come in. Now all he has to do, and he's already doing it, he just has to tell people, look, we can stop this. We're going to hold people accountable. We're going to expose anyone that's helping the cartels. We're going to use the military. We're going to crack down on this like ISIS. And his record speaks for itself because he's done this in the past. And now Biden is trapped in all of this. And this is not the only trap. It's going to be the economy. It's going to be Ukraine. It's going to be Taiwan. It's going to be every single thing. Trump has him where he wants him. And while Trump is giving these solutions, showing the people this is what we must do, we're going to see the corruption then pour out against Biden. This is a no-win situation for him. And actually, as the fake news would say, the walls are closing in on him and many others. Because remember, there's going to be investigations into his business dealings with other countries. And if the House didn't have the tax returns, if they didn't have the tax returns for his companies, his shell companies, his money laundering shell companies, and the rest, and his family taxes, they probably would have a very difficult time proving. Yes, they would produce some evidence, but they would need the taxes to back all of this up. And now they have that opportunity because of what the deep state did. Once again, Trump trapped them at the right time. He held out. He held out. He said, he dangled the bait and said, come get me, because I need you to bring this to the Supreme Court. And this is exactly what they did. The same thing's happening now with election fraud and everything else. We'll be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, we can see that Putin, he wants a unilateral 36-hour truce for the Orthodox Christmas from 12 p.m. Moscow time on Friday until midnight on Saturday, yet it was rejected by Kiev on false pretexts. Now, Zelensky, he claimed that his counterpart just wanted time to resupply, while his foreign minister also expressed similar sentiment, speculating that the Russian leader was insincere. Now, Biden added that President Putin was trying to find some oxygen, but all these excuses really don't make any sense whatsoever. It's extremely unlikely that Russia really thought that Ukraine would agree to this unilateral 36-hour truce, meaning that Moscow probably didn't expect that it would be able to resupply its forces during the narrow window without interruption if that truly was its motivation all along. Not only that, but even in the event that Kiev went along with this to deflect from its crusade against elements of Orthodox Christian population, 36 hours isn't long enough to make a military difference for either side. It's unimportant whether Kiev agreed to the unilateral 36-hour truce or not, since the Russian armed forces continue being supplied no matter what, including during the most intense firefights along the front over the past weeks. While there's no doubt that both sides could benefit from a temporary lull in fighting that enables them to each resupply their forces even more during their narrow window, it's not really a game changer. Either way, since a day and a half doesn't make any military difference whatsoever. So with all that in mind, the big question then becomes why Kiev didn't decide to take this mutual beneficial opportunity. The answer is most likely political for two reasons. First, agreeing to a Russian initiative truce could be interpreted as signaling weakness and thus promoting speculation that Ukraine might agree to tacitly recognize the loss of its four peripheral regions. And second, keeping the military pressure on Russia during Orthodox Christmas is part and parcel of its crusade against that religion. And they were never going to allow this. And I think Putin knew this the entire time. Sometimes you just got to show the people the truth. Sometimes you got to show their true actions and their intentions. And I think this is exactly what he did. Just like Governor DeSantis in Florida, he's showing his true intentions when it comes to Disney, when it comes to wokeism and everything else. DeSantis now is fighting back against the Magic Kingdom's ability to defy Florida laws. A DeSantis-backed bill was introduced in the Florida legislature to replace Walt Disney World's self-governing powers with a state-run board. The notice was served on the website of Osceola County, where Disney World partly resides, along with Arden County. The planned legislation will mandate that the board members are to be appointed by the governor. Under the proposed legislation, Disney will no longer control its own government, will live under the same laws as everyone else, will be responsible for their outstanding debts, and will pay their fair share of taxes. And imposing a state control board will also ensure that Orange County cannot use this issue as a pretext to raise taxes on Orange County residents. And you can see that DeSantis, he's cracking down on all this. Remember, the deep state players, they've been enjoying this for a very long time. Now it's coming crashing down on all of them. And we know, going back in time with the previous CEO, I wonder if he didn't push so much wokeism, I wonder if this would be an issue today. I think he actually dug the hole and dug it really deep. And they didn't realize what they were stepping in until it was too late. And now Disney is trapped in all of this. And yes, we know there are certain things that go on in Disney. And I do believe this is going to expose a lot. And we could see that Disney is in a little bit of trouble. And with all of this now, this is not going to help them whatsoever. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see the government of Switzerland. They rejected attempts to impose a third gender option or no gender option for official records last week. And the Swiss Federal Council responded to two proposals from the nation's parliament, saying the binary gender model is still strongly anchored in Swiss society. So the Swiss government, They're not bending to the will of these individuals where there's hundreds of genders. There's only two genders in this world. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that gold is the best investment class for 2022. According to longtermtrends.net, gold has actually outperformed the S&P 500, Dow, and Bitcoin for 2022. So what are you waiting for? Open a gold IRA or a silver IRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified IRA of $50,000. Can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of five-star reviews. To get started, go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if your New Year resolutions revolve around weight loss, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting your New Year's resolution is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extra carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the New Year sales ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That's ketowithx22.com, or simply click the link in the description box down below and get ready to look your best this new year. And the Swiss right now just pushed back. And I do believe there's going to be other countries that are going to follow suit. And this is going to be very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see that Elon Musk on Twitter, he let everyone know that they're working to review many, many accounts. And we're starting to see accounts come back online. Paul Sperry came online just recently. General Flynn just came online. Liz Crokin got her Twitter account back. And I do believe the digital soldiers right now, their accounts are coming back online on Twitter, and we're going to see a lot of the digital soldiers return. And I think the timing is very interesting as the Twitter files are being dropped out into the public realm. The Fauci files, those are coming up. They said by the end of this week, still has until Sunday or so. We'll have to see how this plays out. But it's very interesting how all of a sudden now digital soldiers are being brought back online. And now the bullhorn is getting more and more powerful to go up against the deep state players. Because remember what's coming down the pike right now. There's going to be investigations into COVID, into what they did with the pandemic. There's going to be investigations into the Biden crime family. There's going to be investigations, most likely, into the FBI, DOJ, DHS, you name it. Because remember, Durham has already shown everyone, and from the Twitter files, people have seen that the FBI has been involved in censoring using a fake dossier. You don't think Ray is going to be called into Congress? You don't think he's going to testify in front of Congress? Absolutely. The one thing we have to question or ask the question, is he going to be activated? Will they get rid of him because he's not doing his job? Or with the new person that he brought on, will everything start to change? Is he a sleeper? We'll have to wait and see. This will be very, very interesting. Now, we can see today, January 6th, is the anniversary of the cover-up of the insurrection of the deep state players, the entire thing that they staged. And we can see that they like to make this a very big deal, because they're trying to keep the optics going that it was the Trump supporters that did this, that they're the insurrectionists. But actually, it's actually the FBI. It's actually the neo-Nazis. It's actually the confidential human sources. It's actually Nancy Pelosi. It's actually all these people. Have they ever found the pipe bomber yet? Have they brought him in? It seems that they're able to get everyone else that did absolutely nothing. But the individual that actually set the pipe bombs, they just can't find that confidential human source. Isn't that interesting? Well, that's because he's part of the FBI. Now, with all of this, we can see they're still putting pressure on Trump. We have Sandra Garza, the late Brian Sicknick's girlfriend. She's suing Trump and two Capitol riot defendants and demanding that each of them pay $10 million because of the death of Sicknick. Now, remember, Sicknick, he died after from an aneurysm. He didn't die during the fake insurrection that Pelosi and others created. So this lawsuit is going to be shot down faster than any other lawsuit. And it's going to be very, very interesting. And a Trump spokesman reacted to the lawsuit by stating that President Trump clearly and unequivocally stated that the Americans should peacefully and patriotically make their voices heard. Yet, big tech companies unilaterally censored and suppressed his calls for peace and should thus be held accountable for their appalling action. By contrast, radical Democrats like Maxine Waters and many others have promoted ultra-violence against conservatives and those who would not bow down to their deranged ideology. The spokesperson added, President Trump is immune from the frivolous attacks and will continue to be fully focused on his mission to make America great again. And yesterday we mentioned this, Merrick Garland was out there and he put out a statement and he's trying to link five Capitol Police deaths to January 6th. And all of these deaths did not happen during January 6th, but they're trying to lump it in because they don't have anything else. Actually, one of the deaths is Ashley Babbitt. She was killed in cold blood. She didn't even have a weapon. Now, what's very interesting about all this is Ashley Babbitt's mother was arrested by the Capitol Police on the anniversary of her murder. What was she arrested for? For jaywalking while protesting. Can you believe this? Unbelievable. By the way, did these Capitol Police who arrested the mother of Ashley Babbitt, did they find the pipe bomber yet? No, not yet. And the other thing that's very interesting is that a mother is crying for her young son, Charles Smith, because he's been sentenced to 41 months for touching a huge sign that Ray Epps hurled at the Capitol Police. So this individual was sentenced to 41 months, but Ray Epps, who touched the same exact sign, he wasn't. And actually, there's recordings of him telling everyone to go into the Capitol. And everyone was screaming at him that you're fed. He's a confidential human source. So I think everyone's starting to realize and they're starting to see the true nature of all this. And this was a complete and utter setup from the very, very beginning. Just like the election, this was a complete and utter setup. And remember, everything that we're witnessing right now, everything that has to do with the pandemic and the virus has to do with the election. Yes, I know there's separate agendas like the Great Reset, the Green New Deal, getting everyone vaccinated and controlled, depopulation, you name it. But the main purpose, if you really look at it, was to cheat in the election, so overthrow the United States government and overthrow the duly elected president. That was the real motivation of that. All the censorship, all the controlling of the narrative on the social media platforms by the FBI, DHS, the corrupt politicians, once again, that was used to control the narrative to cheat in the elections, to get rid of Trump. Remember, this was all about getting rid of Trump. So yes, it's election fraud. The FBI was involved in the fake dossier. All of it revolves around the same exact thing. They needed Trump out of office. They did this from the very beginning when he came down the escalator. They pushed and pushed and pushed with Russia, 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 impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two, and all these other ridiculous fake lawsuits that they just threw at him. Then they had a cheat in the election and they needed to use the pandemic, a virus, and they needed to release this so they could change the rules so they could cheat in the election. All of this was about getting rid of Trump from the very, very beginning. And now people are waking up, they're looking at this, and they're starting to realize, wow, the FBI is involved in a lot, and they're completely against Trump, and they're using fake dossier, they're violating the people's rights, they're censoring people, they're telling lies that Hunter Biden laptop is Russian disinformation, and they're doing all of this, and it seems that it's against Trump, but they're the ones who are committing the crimes. They're the ones who are covering up everything that they have done, and the people are starting to realize who they really are now. And I do believe this is very, very important for moving forward, because we're going to see a lot more information come out. Because remember, when you start to look at the elections, it started out very slow. We had Rudy Giuliani, we had Jenna Ellis going around to the legislators with people who signed affidavits under perjury of law saying that, yes, I've seen the cheating. Yes, there are anomalies in the election. Yes, we don't know if the ballots are legit or not. We don't know if the signatures are legit or not. That was the beginning stages. Look where we are today. We've come to learn that the FBI is now involved in manipulating the elections. So we went from that point through the 2,000 mules, the Dominion machines, the ballots, the election in Arizona, showing that they perjured themselves on the stand, And all of this shows there's election fraud. The case is building. And remember, the fake news was out there trying to convince everyone that the technology that Greg Phillips used and Katherine Engelbrecht, the technology that they used to track all these individuals, it doesn't work. Well, if it doesn't work, how did the detectives, how did they use it? How did they use the cell phone ping data to catch the Idaho murder suspect? So they said it wasn't precise enough, but they were able to use this to catch this guy? Yes, it is precise enough. They just debunked their entire story that they were laying out, that where they were trying to control the narrative. The fact checkers, once again, are using propaganda to cover up the propaganda. They just did it with what happened with the Idaho killer. So people now are seeing this and people are starting to realize, well, wait a minute, if it worked to catch this guy, well, I guess it's working to see who the mules are. Of course it is. And what we're seeing right now is we're witnessing in real time the Patriots take back control of the House. And I don't mean, oh, we won the elections, now we control the House. I'm talking about taking control of the House. And what that means is now the Patriots have the ability to put pressure on the establishment. They have the ability to push back. When was the last time you ever saw this? You need to go back in time to see something like this. Actually, if you go back in time, I'm talking about way back in time, you can see what we're seeing today because people are not used to seeing this. Because remember, when the establishment and the deep state, when they control everything, it's business as usual. You don't see the real debate. You don't see the push, the leverage, the tug, the change. It's supposed to make you feel uncomfortable. It's supposed to be like this. So if you go back in time, and T. Greg Doucette put this out on Twitter, if you go back to 1855, there were 133 rounds until they found the House Speaker. If you go back to 1849, it was 63 rounds. 1859, it was 44 rounds. 1819, it was 22 rounds. 1821, it was 12 rounds. 1839, it was 11 rounds. 1833, it was 10 rounds. So yes, we've seen this in the past, but what has happened is the deep state, the establishment, they've taken control and they're all on part of the same system. So if you're all part of the same system, are you going to have anything like this? No, you're not. But look what's happened. The Patriots now, they were able to get in and now they have a certain amount of people to push their agenda and they have the ability to force the establishment into doing certain things. I mean, are we going to get the person we want in there? Is it going to be perfect? No. Remember, we're still playing in their system, but we can chip away at their system and make them say mercy. Remember the game of mercy when you hold both hands and the person's struggling to hurt the other person and whoever says mercy first, they're the loser? Well, this is what's happening here. They're putting a lot of pressure on the establishment and they're saying mercy. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. DC Drano put this out and said, if you think this new class of Republicans are tough on each other, just wait until we start unleashing on the Biden regime. Karma Patriot put this out on True Social. This is a constitutional process to choose a speaker. The American people are being shown how a republic is supposed to work. We are a constitutional republic. Constitution is supreme law, and republic means that the power of government is held by the people and exercised by the elected representatives. The founding fathers thought democracy was mob rule, so they created a republic which protects individuals and states against the majority when they get out of control. The swamp is out of control. And there's a quote here from Thomas Jefferson. A democracy is nothing more than mob rule, where 51% of the people may take away the rights of the other 49. Absolutely. Now, what's very interesting that's playing out with all of this is that since there is no Speaker of the House, it seems that the deep state players, they are now blinded. They don't have access to intel. Brian Cates put this out and he says, this is on True Social, by the way, right now Schiff is blind, so is Swalwell. So is Ted Lieu and many other people. As long as this House Speaker drama drags on, they have no access to any classified briefings or info. They can't keep tabs on anything. And also, they can't get their hands on anything to leak. Amazing. A member of the Gang of Eight is presently, for the first time in the modern age, unable to access any classified material, and nobody knows how long this situation will remain in stasis. Could be a few more days or over a week, or it could be over tomorrow. But you can see that they're feeling the pain. How do we know? Ted Lieu put this out on Twitter and says, "The chaos caused by the inability of Kevin McCarthy and Republicans to govern is rapidly becoming serious." Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, at any moment, somewhere around the world, the next shoe is going to drop and all hell's going to break loose. Are you ready? What if there are sudden food shortages that last for weeks or months? Do you have enough food on hand to feed your family when grocery store shelves are completely empty? If not, you need to prepare with PrepareWithX22.com. You'll find a special offer from My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest preparedness company with millions of families already protected. They're slashing $100 off their four-week emergency food kit, which is the minimum each member of your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for 4 weeks per person. These four-week food kits are in stock and ready to go. You're not only going to save $100, but your order ships fast and free and arrives in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress from the new year. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, your hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. My skin has once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity by taking multi-collagen. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their new year sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com, and get ready to look your best this new year. No member elect can be briefed on anything that contains any classified information. We can't approve or deny weapon sales, hold committee hearings, or conduct oversight. They are panicking because it's not business as usual. The New York Post put this out and says, Representative-elect Adam Schiff, the former chair of the Intelligence Committee, confirmed that members won't be able to view classified material until after the speaker election is settled. They are panicking right now. But look what they're doing here. They're continually adjourning the vote. Now, why are they doing that? Well, the Conservative Treehouse put this out, and we're starting to see a pattern right now because tonight they're not going to return until 10 p.m., which means a lot of the House members most likely aren't going to return. I don't know why they wouldn't. This is very important, but Conservative Treehouse breaks this down. 435 to 434 members present equals 200 votes needed. Then we had 433 to 432 members present. We had 217 votes needed. Then we had 431 to 430 members present. We need 216 votes needed. 429 to 428 members present. We only need 215 votes needed. So if you notice, the establishment is continually putting this off, making it later and later in the evening, hoping that people won't show up. Now, I think every House representative should be mandated to show up. Not saying the government should mandate them, but it's their duty to show up. This is the most important thing right now that they have on their agenda because they can't do anything else. So why wouldn't they show up? This is what they were elected to do. And for them not showing up, that is absolutely ridiculous. Now, what's very interesting is that we know that Matt Gaetz, he nominated Trump. Now, like I said, do I think Trump actually wants the speaker job? I don't think so. I think he's using it as optics right now. And we'll get into that in just a sec. But General Flynn was out there and also Kerry Lake. And they've confirmed that, yes, Trump said he would accept the role of speaker if elected. And that would be very interesting. I think everyone would love it. I think it would be absolutely hilarious to see Trump behind Biden during the State of the Union. I mean, really think about it, sitting next to Kamala Harris. This would be hilarious. But once again, if Trump was really serious about this, wouldn't he remove the endorsement from McCarthy? Wouldn't he say, you know something? Yes, I would like the speaker position, and I'm going to remove the endorsement from McCarthy, and I want everyone to vote for me. Wouldn't he do something like this? I do believe so. So the question is, if he does get elected, yes, he'll accept it. Is he expecting to be elected? I don't think so.
He knows that this is going to make the deep state players absolutely crazy. And yes, on Truth Social, there was a picture of him sitting behind Biden, sitting next to Kamala Harris, making a funny face, and he was trolling the deep state. I think he's doing the same thing right now. I do believe this is all part of the plan. I do believe it's about showing the establishment that the Patriots now, they have the leverage, and we're going to get what we need to get to run the investigations. Dr. C-17, which is IET-17, put this out, and there's an anonymous individual on the boards, and Anon, and this is put out on January 5th, 2023. And let me just read it to you. The optics of everything means Trump won't be speaker. For the military to publicly step in, it's got to look like government. All three branches have broken down. Trump isn't going to be running a house that flounders. If this SCOTUS decision nullifies 2020, it also nullifies the same nonsense in 2022. Not just Biden, but all his appointments, his bills signed, his EOs, its COG nightmare, and all the other federal offices which were on the same faulty ballots. So many people nullified. Nobody knows who's even left to run things, much less if they choose to accept it or ignore the court and pretend they're going to run things anyway. Chaos is so bad people will beg military to step in to prevent a war. And Trump is playing them. He first endorsed McCarthy. Then the challenges forced the deep state to expend a bunch of political capital on getting him in, while Trump waffled. Now that they spent their cards for McCarthy, Trump re-endorsed him. It's a cat playing with a mouse. But now the deep state, Congress critters, know they're the mouse, and they don't know what to do now. Trump signaled he's got them where he wants them. And now that they've begged to be in the trap, they can't get out. Hey, 3 Second Dan, Trump is forcing them to move their pieces on the chess table. That's the sign who's actually in control. And I do believe that is correct. Trump, he's flexing his muscles. He's making them jump through hoops. And look what they're doing here. And the Patriots are getting what they need. DC Drano put this out on True Social and said the following. First-term Congresswoman, Real Anna Paulina from Florida, flips the vote McCarthy after 11 no votes, reportedly in exchange for a full investigation into January 6th and removal of COVID emergencies and funding. Big respect for standing against the swap in exchange for the truth about 11-3 and January 6th. Concessions he's making are really good for MAGA base and dismantling the deep state. Trusting McCarthy still a major issue. And yes, nobody should trust McCarthy, but I do believe Trump, he did this on purpose. He knows what McCarthy's all about. He knows that McCarthy's part of the establishment, the World Economic Forum. He knows that McConnell is all part of it too. He's using all of this against them. He has taken them and put them in the spotlight. They're feeling the pain every step of the way. And what's very interesting is that since we just talked about the military and everything else, the Space Force, they have taken over all the Department of Defense military satellite communication functions, a major step in building the new service. So the Navy and the Army, they have transferred major satellite communication operations to Space Force in an effort to consolidate training operations, acquisitions, and other activities. So the transfer marks the first time all military satellite communication functions have been consolidated under a single military service. Wow. This is very interesting. Who created Space Force? Oh, that's right. Trump did. And there was a reason why he did it. Now, everything goes through Space Force, military intelligence. Isn't that amazing? Now, Trump, he put this out on True Social. He said the following. Good things will be soon happening for the Republican Party, and 2024 will be a monster, in a good way, of course. Now, it's very interesting. He said good things, and he said monster. Well, since he said monster, it reminds me of Post 51. Now, in this post, I'm going to read down a little bit the last line of the Anon who posted this, and it says, the pieces are coming together for me, and if this is true, those working with him are absolute geniuses because I would have never imagined there would be any way possible to take the monster of corruption that has overtaken this country. Down below, Q responded and said, dear Patriot, we hear you. We hear all Americans such as yourself. The time has come to take back our great land. The time is now. Rest assured, POTUS is backed by the absolute finest people alive who are all dedicated to the eradication of evil and corruption from the U.S. and the world. Find peace. God is with you.
God bless and be safe, the White House. That is very interesting. Then, in Trump's truth, he also said good things will be happening soon. And that reminded me of Post 3724. This is December 18, 2019. It said it must be done right. It must be done according to the rule of law. It must carry weight. It must be proven in the court of law. There can be no mistakes. Good things sometimes take time. Attempts to slow block the inevitable justice will fail. D's election interference 2016, Clinton Hussein illegal FISA. D's election interference 2018, Mueller. D's election interference 2020, impeachment, projection. These people are sick. We the people are the cure. And I do believe that good things do take time. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, the military, they have set everything in motion. And you can see certain pieces are definitely coming together. I mean, look at Trump's tax returns. He baited them in, brought it all the way to the Supreme Court. And now who has control over the House, over the control of the investigation into Biden? The taxes are going to come in handy, especially with Fauci and the rest, because they can order taxes from anyone now. Really think about this for a second. I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they're in complete and utter control. They're playing cat and mouse with these people, and they're showing the people of this country and the world, this is what debate looks like. This is what a republic looks like. There's no longer a completely controlled deep state establishment system anymore. The Patriots have broken through, and the Patriots now are pushing and flexing their muscles, and they're going to get what they need to push to the next step. And that's what this is all about. It's in this system that we're in with the deep state, with the establishment. If anyone thinks that you're just going to walk in and take full control and everything's going to be great and you're going to just take all the control away from them, no, it's about taking control a little bit at a time. Think about Elon Musk. You don't think that was playing with Trump? Really think about it. All of a sudden, Elon wanted to buy Twitter. I mean, where did that come from? And then all of a sudden, he wanted to release the Twitter files of what was really happening. Little bit by little bit, what happened here? A piece of their control was taken away, and I'm talking about Twitter, and then it was exposed on how the FBI, DHS, the corrupt politicians were using it to control the narrative. So if you look at the plan and you step back, you can see, yes, we're still playing in the system. Yes, the deep state still has control. But Trump, the Patriots, they have the leverage. They're chipping away at their control and exposing a little piece at a time. You're seeing Twitter. People are getting the bullhorn back. The people now are going up against the fake news. The fake news is losing their ratings, losing their viewership. And now look at the House. The Patriots come in, and it's only 20-so people who are actually forcing the entire establishment. Really think about this. The entire establishment, which is made up of all the D's, all the rhinos there, 20 people are causing all of this. And they're pushing and flexing their muscle and making the establishment and the deep state squirm every step of the way. And Trump, he's just sitting back watching all of this. And you have Maxine Waters coming in, screaming and yelling. Soon you're going to see all these people. If this thing goes to 15 rounds, 20 rounds, you're going to have Ted Lieu in there. You're going to have Adam Schiff in there. You're going to have McConnell in there screaming and yelling. The Patriots, they have chipped away at the deep state. They have chipped away at the establishment. Remember, the infiltration was deep and wide. But look who has the leverage now. Look who's winning. Look who has the control. The Patriots do. The Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, at any moment, somewhere around the world, the next shoe is going to drop and all hell's going to break loose. Are you ready? What if there are sudden food shortages that last for weeks or months? Do you have enough food on hand to feed your family when grocery store shelves are completely empty? If not, you need to prepare with preparewithx22.com. You'll find a special offer from My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest preparedness company with millions of families already protected. They're slashing $100 off their four-week emergency food kit, which is the minimum each member of your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, drinks, and snacks for 4 weeks per person. These four-week food kits are in stock and ready to go. You're not only going to save $100, but your order ships fast and free and arrives in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress from the new year. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, your hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. My skin has once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity by taking multi-collagen. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their new year sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. And get ready to look your best this new year. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that gold is the best investment class for 2022. According to longtermtrends.net, gold has actually outperformed the S&P 500, Dow, and Bitcoin for 2022. So what are you waiting for? Open a gold IRA or a silver RRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter-ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified RRA of $50,000. Can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of five-star reviews. To get started, go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if your New Year resolutions revolve around weight loss, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting your New Year's resolution is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extra carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the New Year sales ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That's ketowithx22.com, or simply click the link in the description box down below and get ready to look your best this new year.